On June 2nd, the company officers got their briefings from former E Company officers, 1st Lieutenant Nixon, now 2nd Battalion S2, and Captain Hester, S3. On sand tables, they showed terrain features, houses, roads, dunes, and the rest, and on maps. Nixon and Hester explained that Easy would be dropping near Sainte-Marie-du-Mont, about 10 kilometers south of Sainte-Marie-Église, with the objective of killing the German garrison in the village and seizing the exit at Causeway No. 2, the road coming up from the coast just north of the village of Poupeville. The 3rd Platoon was given the task of blowing up a communications line leading inland from La Madeleine. The detailed information given out by Nixon and Hester and by other intelligence officers briefing other companies was truly amazing. They passed around aerial photographs of the DZ that showed not only roads, buildings, and the like, but even foxholes. One member of the 506th recalled that his company was told that the German commandant at its objective Saint-Côme-du-Mont owned a white horse and was going with a French schoolteacher who lived on a side street just 2 buildings away from a German gun emplacement that was zeroed in on Causeway No. 1. He took his dog for a walk every evening at 2000 hours. Each officer had to learn the company mission by heart, know his own and every other platoon's mission to the most minute detail, and be able to draw a map of the whole area by memory. One point was made very clear, that the Germans relied less on their fixed coastal defenses than on their ability to counterattack. Mobile reserve units would start hitting the 4th Infantry wherever its units threatened to make it across the causeways. The briefers, therefore, impressed strongly on the officers that regardless of where their platoons were or how many of their men they had managed to collect, if they spotted German units moving toward the causeways, they should fire upon them with everything they had. Even a 5-minute delay thus imposed on the Germans could mean the difference between success and failure at Utah Beach. The importance of each mission was likewise emphasized most effectively. Winters said, "I had the feeling that we were going in there and win the whole damn thing ourselves. It was our baby." On June 3rd, Winters and the other platoon leaders walked their men through the briefing tent, showing them the sand tables and maps, telling them what they had learned. Sergeant Guarnieri needed to use the latrine. He grabbed a jacket and strolled over to the facility. Sitting down, he put his hand in a pocket and pulled out a letter. It was addressed to Sergeant Martin.